Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American dream is in cardiac arrest.
In the first 9 months of last year, private investors bought 3,196 single-family homes in our greater metropolitan area. One out of every seven houses sold.
40% from the start of the pandemic.
In the final half of 2022, the typical U.S. home sold for a record-shattering $468,000. Massive private equity firms like Blackstone and Pradium Partners have backed a relatively new breed of homeowner. The corporation. This growing industry buys or builds single-family homes and then rents them out.
New data reveals that economists have been sugarcoating the rate at which financial Goliaths have been swallowing up America's single-family homes. The previous number they estimated had already been a painful lowball of only 18-23% of single-family homes being purchased. That lie was merely intended to help the poison go down, because in 2023, private equity firms bought up nearly half, 44% of single-family homes in America. The middle-class American homeowner's dream is now an American renter's nightmare.
Our generation will not be homeowners. They will have us permanently renting.
Meanwhile, the real estate industry is collapsing under the weight of corporate lawfare.
This is insane. Realtors are about to have their commissions cut in half.
And if that wasn't enough to crush the middle class, the lack of serious laws regarding squatters' rights is the perfect enticement for Biden's invading border army.
Dice una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
You shouldn't be trying to steal my house. Yes, you are.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
This woman was trying to get inside her own home, but the previous owner refused to leave.
I saw like about 20 people at my property trying to move in as fast as they could.
After her previous tenant moved out, the home had only been vacant for 10 days.
Unfortunately, some of these squatters have gotten pretty sophisticated.
This guy just come out of nowhere saying he purchased a home and just took a home.
It's a tactic real estate attorneys say they're starting to see all too often. Attorney Richard Olympic says they're called wrongful foreclosures or forged deeds. It's when thieves use forged documents to gain ownership of unaware homeowners' properties.
There's no people's court for challenging a wrongful foreclosure or forged deed. So that's the fundamental problem.
Waters have turned a mansion into a party house. Police have tried and failed to shut down that party mansion since it started.
People in a local apartment complex say squatters are breaking into their homes and even being violent.
Buying a dream home turned into a nightmare. You heard him. For this family from Queens, the house came with something the new owners did not bargain for, a squatter.
I think if we criminalize, you know, no squatting in residential maintained properties, that's going to solve a lot of these issues, and let's send it to criminal court and let law enforcement act.
It's not right that my wife had to quit her job 9 months ago. I had to quit beforehand, get myself prepared down here in Texas, because we're next to the Eagle Pass, and we quit our jobs 9 months ago. And guess what? We have to watch our household day and night to protect our own land down here. And I'm telling you, these illegals that are coming in, get ready, people, because nobody's doing anything. Nobody's talking. It's all talk. I just want you to know they busted down the gates in front of our military, literally busted down the gates, ran right past them, thousands of them. They didn't do anything.
Lobbyist lapdogs in D.C.'s country club of hubris are on course to drain the country dry and hand it over to the World Economic Forum, meeting the goals of the United Nations Agenda 2030.
And as we rebuild our cities and as we rebuild our country to ensure that every single person has a home, we need to invest and pass the Green New Deal for public housing.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
It deals with the issue of the climate catastrophe that we are living in. We must also pass the Green New Deal for public schools. Because the Green New Deal for public schools working in conjunction.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024. And we appear to have witnessed a Black Swan event in the port of Baltimore. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Footage of the collapse of the bridge. That is something entirely new. Did you hear the government say don't show footage on 9/11? But now we're seeing reports that social media like Facebook is trying to block it. There's so many facets to this, but there's a big development in the EU, and I knew about this, but I hadn't read the numbers. I didn't realize it. Billions and billions and billions of dollars, $20 billion, has been spent in the last year alone in the EU with Facebook running it to not just censor Facebook and Instagram, but Facebook is running censorship for the government with 40,000 corporate and government employees, 15,000 content verifiers. And the EU is openly saying, we played the clip in January at Davos, that this is the model for the United States. And what it is a public coming out of the closet of what they did in 2020, what they did in 2022. And it all ties in to how they're currently trying to steal the 2024 election. And I tie that in to the governor. Oh, hey, we got the clip. We'll play in a moment. Don't show the footage. There's nothing graphic. You don't see people being crushed or dying, though they are, though they're in the water. That's been reported. You have this huge bridge collapse. You have the power go out on a ship. And I've done some research. Those ships have battery power, or at least lights around and in the ship that kick on. And so I made some calls and did some research, and I noticed that General Flynn saying the same thing, that those ships of that size, by law, to be able to come into a port like that, it's a hazardous waste port, one of the biggest in the U.S., to have all these emergency battery systems and generator systems where you would not have the main steering cut out for that long, maybe a second, if a primary system went down, then would the generators that automatically kick on fail? We, because of the power outages now caused by the feds not letting Texas produce enough electricity during the winter and summer peak times, had to put in a $70,000 generator to run both buildings here. And then it was another $70,000-$80,000 to run the wires and all the expensive systems you got to have to be in code. And this is not that big a building. Those ships have generally one of that size, have up to 10 large generators on them. And normally two levels, by law, it's two levels of backup generators. We can open the phones up and have maritime professionals, and boy, are they professionals, call into the show and explain it to you. And they'll probably explain where I got some things wrong a little bit, but in general, I know I'm right. They can give you the specifics. And so we're going to do that right now. We're going to fire up the phone system. By that, it's a computer, so we got to turn it on and get it ready. And then we're only going to take calls for witnesses in Baltimore and or maritime professionals. Call them sailors if you want, but they are, it's a very, very complex, very high-tech job when you're dealing with these huge barges and container ships that are going across the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. So this is a big deal. That port is now shut down. The ships can't get out. It is arguably the second largest, if not the largest. There's big ones in Houston. Chemical holding facility in the country. It's undoubtedly the biggest on the East Coast. And that's why General Flynn, who's the former head of Defense Intelligence, is saying this is a major black swan event. In fact, producers, call Flynn, please. And if his producer doesn't answer, I've got his number. Come get my phone. Call him. I know he's a busy guy. We really want to get him on about this. His statements on this subject are on Infowars.com. Right now, here's the report. General Flynn, Baltimore Bridge collapse, a black swan event. An unseen event that can cause a cascade or chain reaction. Also, the hundreds of drone attacks on Russian refineries and power stations and delivery pipelines, including Nord Stream, has already caused energy prices to skyrocket in Europe, on average about double. And the Pentagon is officially now admitting that they've been telling Ukrainians for a year, stop blowing up the Russian refineries. Because Biden doesn't want people to understand that the prices are rising because of his policies shutting down American energy. Remember, he was letting Venezuela supply us oil for the last 3 years. And until recently, he said, okay, fine. And he lifted the permit controls on U.S. oil and gas. And so in just 3 months, we've gone from being the second biggest producer in the world back to being number one. So he had his foot on our neck and did not want American companies or American workers to get the profit. And, of course, he's still blocking U.S. liquefied natural gas exports when the world is screaming for it. So didn't just blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, tripling gas prices for natural gas in Europe. In general, energy's about doubled. Just look it up. That's in the news today. This is just psychotic behavior by the globalists. But that's because they're the central banks. That's who rules things. They have unlimited fiat currency. They want to make you go into debt. Governments, individuals, companies. And you got to love this latest statement out of Biden. Let me get into it. Dollar down 20% since 2020 election. Biden blames greed. He's one of the most greedy, nasty creatures. He's presided over the policies that have done this. And then he gets up there and blames greed. It's like when he blamed when he first got in office and cut off the pipelines and things, within 6 months, gas prices went up, remember, on average about $1 a gallon extra. Some places are paying $8 a gallon. The average one was about $4. And remember, he said gas stations were doing it. Yeah, the gas stations, folks. The gas stations. Anybody that knows business knows that for the average gas station, they break even on fuel, and it's the lottery tickets and soft drinks and hot dogs and cigarettes that people buy in the store that makes the money. The stores are absolutely innocent. Now, occasionally you'll have a hurricane or something coming in and some jerks. Well, everybody's leaving town and they got to get fuel, and other gas stations have run out. They'll you know, charge $10 a gallon, and they get arrested for that. That's price gouging. But that's extremely rare. So, again, they just think we're complete morons. And because the general public is illiterate when it comes to business and industry and jobs, now this complex system works, they get away with it. I mean, I never tried.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that it'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In Russia, the Russians are now saying, Russians are now coming out and saying that the UK and the US were behind the attack in Moscow. And then all of a sudden we have this event here. Now, you know, I think one of the things that we do have to remember is that, because I heard coming in this morning early that there were at least six bridge workers that were on that bridge, working on that bridge. And there are obviously some cars that are unaccounted for now. So there are going to be people that probably tragically lost their lives because of this incident. And I'm going to call it an incident. I'm not going to call it an accident just yet. We've all seen the videos where the lights went out on the ship. We've all seen the black smoke coming out of the top of it before they, you know, and I said in my post this morning that people ought to look, start with the harbor master, because the harbor master has to answer a lot of questions about, you know, were standard operating procedures followed to the letter? And this is not only a massive commercial disaster, but this is a military and a national security disaster, because the Baltimore Harbor is a place where there was an awful lot of military activities, and it's a transit point for many, many different types of functions and capabilities that the United States government uses, right? So this is bad. We cannot take off the table anything right now. I understand it's a Singapore flag vessel. We'll have to see what that means. What does that mean? And I mean, everything is going to have to be checked. And one of the first things, obviously, is to try to find out if there was anybody that was killed because of this. And obviously, there's six bridge workers' lives who were lost, that appear to be lost in this thing. And I guarantee they're probably scouring around the waters right now trying to find any of that. That's the tragedy when something like this happens. They're going to try to blame this on the construction of the bridge, and they're going to distract. People should not be distracted by those kinds of elements. There's a lot worse things that we're going to find out from this particular incident, and nothing can be taken off the table. We definitely have people who can investigate these. We have really good, talented people who can investigate these types of things. Somebody said to me this morning, well, the FBI ought to immediately get involved here. And I was like, no, they shouldn't. I mean, the FBI is not the best to investigate this right now. There are other maritime agencies and activities that we have that are very professional and very capable of doing the work. And like I said, I would start with the harbor master, because the harbor master has a lot to answer for in terms of what procedures were followed or not followed. And then there has to be a complete sort of reversal or backward examination about everything that has occurred with that crew of that vessel, the vessel itself, what was in those container ships, everything. I mean, there is going to have to be an incredible level of detail. And then the other breaking news that I just heard this morning that I said right up front, Alex, is the Russians are now appear to be blaming the United Kingdom and the United States for the attack. These horrific leaders in charge of our country, which we do right now, these are the kinds of things that begin to happen. And we cannot, you know, we just can't have these kinds of, and I don't want to say foolishness, because these are dangerous. These are really, really dangerous times. And so anyway, I talked about a black swan event the other day, because I just felt like just there's so much activity and so much noise, and we're being distracted over the things that truly matter. And I just felt that. I felt that in my gut. And boy, to me, this is one of those things that you can't imagine. I didn't wake up this morning thinking that this is what we were going to have. I thought maybe, you know, another terrorist attack or something like that, because we've had invading forces coming into our country, just like we just saw over at, that happened in Russia. So look at this video that you're showing, and really, really dangerous. And there's still cars crossing the bridge. So, you know, all these things that happen, for this to happen with so many ships that transit our harbors, ports, bays, and I grew up on an island myself, so like people are going to say, what the hell does Flynn know about ships? I know a lot about this stuff, know an awful lot about this stuff. These are exactly the kind of activities that I pay attention to because these are national security issues, and the implications of this particular disaster is huge for the United States of America.
Well, yes, General, we know as the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency in your long military career, you know a lot about infrastructure and ships. So I think you're perfectly suited to be able to be an expert on this. We're going to open the phones up after you're gone for maritime professionals. They can call in and chime in with their expertise. But here's what I do know. We've seen a massive increase around the Western world of destruction of energy infrastructure and food infrastructure, and the deliberate shutting down of fertilizer and farm capacity around the Western world under the Great Reset. So if there's an official policy to cut off pipelines, cut off energy, cut off food, and then you see record-level attacks on food, sure, some of it may be accidents, but a lot of it's not, who would be behind this? Well, the globalists have the motive to shut things off. Give us a snapshot on them, then when the time we have left, I want to get back to how big this attack in Russia was, and these guys were caught trying to go back into Ukraine. And, well, Ukraine had said they're going to launch terror attacks and have been inside Russia, now having them deny it. I'd like to get your take on that as well.
Yeah, so number one, for this ship incident, I mean, there's the examination of everything, every single thing, every person on that ship, every what's inside of every container. I mean, the level of detail. Yeah, there's going to have to be a review of the infrastructure itself, but that bridge was fine. The John, you know, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? It's a very symbolic bridge as well. Francis Scott Key was the guy that wrote the national anthem during the War of 1812 in the United States of America. So very, very, you know, there's symbolism in a lot of things here. So I you know, what I'm telling you, Alec, and what I'm telling your audience is that we have to pay attention to every single aspect of what just happened, and it's got to go back even months back. Where did this ship come from? Every single detail to the minute level, and then of course what exactly transpired over the last 24 hours is another aspect of this. We have to look at communications between everybody that was on that ship, anybody that owned that ship. I mean, everything, every single thing. This is a To me, this is a massive, massive national security issue and incident that just happened because it happened close to our nation's capital, but it also happened in a harbor, a Baltimore harbor, that is a very vital waterway for the United States.
Well, I was about to say, General, I've got an overhead shot here. It appears that bridge blocks the only exit out of this huge port complex that doesn't just have one of the biggest toxic dumps, but also a lot of military hardware and things. And this is a key port. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are. That from Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., down to Norfolk Naval Base and those areas, that's a critical, critical piece of geography for our country. And so that's what I mean when I say, like, this is not just a single incident. This actually impacts a lot of other aspects of our ability to be able to defend and protect this country. I mean, so I don't want to overstate it, but this is really bad. This is really bad.
All right, General, you've been very gracious to join us. I've been wanting to get you on about your new movie coming out. I know you said you only had 10 minutes. We've got a short break. Can you just come back and do like 3-4 more minutes on Russia and then also mention your film that I can't wait to see?
I will. I'll stand by.
All right, very gracious of you. General Flynn, again, what's the best website for people to visit?
They can go to FlynnMovie.com. FlynnMovie.com is where they need to go right now.
All right, we'll be right back. FlynnMovie.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
FlynnMovie.com. And Tucker Carlson is huge in it. A bunch of other heavy hitters. This is just going to be amazing. It premieres coming up very, very soon. General Flynn's about to give us the inside on that and then comment on the Russia situation is so serious. And Israel getting ready to carpet bomb Rafah. 200-some days off from the election. But here's the trailer that you can find and get tickets and more at FlynnMovie.com. Here it is.
President's former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI investigation.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Deliver the truth, whatever the cost. You know, I've used that analogy on air of being pulled in by a riptide and slammed down on the bottom like a surfer and then shot back out. You've got to just hold your breath and stay calm and not gulp in water. You're dead. You're going to shoot back up maybe in 10 seconds, maybe in a minute and a half. That is a perfect analogy of Flynn being sucked in and Trump being sucked in and Roger Stone being sucked in and Alex Jones being sucked in and Tucker Carlson being sucked in. But, you know, Flynn at one of the worst levels of persecution, second only to Trump. And I see it, but then I see them come back stronger. That's beautiful. Tell us what the film's about, General.
Yeah, well, first of all, I've been surfing for over 50 years of my life. So that's why I use that metaphor in this movie. There's really two parts. The first part is really about, you know, sort of why me, right? My military experiences that got me to the levels that I got to. And then the second part is really about the corruption, the deep corruption and the persecution. And there are things in this movie that I speak to that I have never spoken to before. And this is not just about the Obama administration. This is about the deep corruption, all sides and all angles that we are experiencing right now and that I experienced. And I try to bring out some ideas about, you know, not just the persecution, but the resurrection and inspiration to get Americans to understand that if I can do this, if I can face this persecution, this level of persecution and get out of it and stand my ground, tell my story, so can America. So a really, really powerful, raw story. It is delivering the truth, whatever the cost. And believe me, now you know this, there's going to be people that are going to be asked questions about this movie that they're going to have to say either, yeah, this or that. I mean, they're going to be all kinds of explanations coming from people in Washington, D.C. when this movie comes out. And that's a good thing.
Well, we see those huge HD photos that are in the trailer, and I see you, right, an honorable man, sitting up there with the deep state kingpins, Brennan and Clapper, and all these dedicated enemies of America. No, I mean, think how panicked they were when you were right, yep, inside their operation trying to stop them.
When I was designated the national security advisor by Donald J. Trump, I pray for my Irish, but that's the truth. And it was all of a sudden, I'm now going to be able to dig into the things that I know. When they say Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, that's a metaphor for knowing exactly where these people are doing their ill-gotten, you know, getting their ill-gotten gains taken care of for many, many decades. And I know that. And hopefully we can get back in charge of this country and get this country back on the rails. Because right now, Alex, we are off the rails.
All right. Well, folks can find premiere times where it's first showing and when, coming up in just a week and a half.
On that FlynnMovie.com, there's a tour button. They can see where we're going to be. I'm going to be in around 35 cities around the country starting on the 5th of April. So check on the tour. They can buy tickets at FlynnMovie.com and join us on that tour. We're going to be all over the country, and I'm actually going to be out in your neck of the woods. And when I'm out there, maybe I'll come into the studio and we can do an interview from there.
Please. Hey, doors are open. You tell me the date and the red carpet's there, sir. We can tape or go live, whether it's night, morning. You tell me the time. I'll be here. All right. We only got a few minutes left. I know you got to go. You're very busy. Let's do a snapshot on what happened last Friday in Moscow, the aftermath of supposedly ISIS. But they say right when they're picked up, no, we were just paid and given weapons and told to do this. Now they've confirmed they did come out of Ukraine. They were trying to get back to Ukraine. some say it could be Putin doing a false flag, but I see Nuland and others saying nasty surprises, them saying, and Jack Posobiec and others predicting months ago that the West would now shift into more asymmetrical warfare because Russia has won this war. You're the leading expert on something like this. What is your analysis and gut, General?
Yeah, my hypothesis on this, Alex, is that this is not an ISIS-related attack, okay? There's too many things, there's too many anomalies that, you know, ISIS, you know, if it was a real strong radical Islamist type attack, these guys would have been prepared to die. And so there's just two, that's number one. But there's other things that I have examined, and this is just examining from afar, that just do not come across to me much. So my gut tells me right now that this was not an ISIS attack, that there's something else behind this. Now, what I just learned and what the world is learning over the last 24 hours is that the Russians FSB has come out and said that the UK and the US are behind this. Now, you know, if we look at things like the Nord Stream pipeline attack, we look at this. The fact that these guys got caught alive and where they got caught and so many of them got caught, I mean, the Russians are going to learn an awful lot from that. And so I just, again, my hypothesis is that this is not an ISIS attack. And even though our government came out like in 30 minutes and said it's ISIS, right? And ISIS came out supposedly and said it's them. There's just something not right about this. The Russians are now saying it's a U.S.-UK attack. We better have damn good evidence to show that it's not us, because this is the kind of nonsense, the craziness that could lead us into a war that could turn ugly really quickly, you know, with the use of nuclear weapons. And that's the thing. I know you and I have spoken about this before. That's the thing that I do not want to even imagine. But that's where we are with this crazy weak leadership that we have in our administration right now. You know, whatever happens, if the Russians blame the United States for this and the United Kingdom, some consequence is going to result from that. And boy, and we learned, speaking of Tucker Carlson, we learned from Tucker during his interview with Putin that he hasn't spoken to the White House in over 2 years. I mean, whatever happened to the hotline? Whatever happened to our ability to be able to have leaders speaking to each other? I mean, I was going to be put in life for prison for talking to the Russian ambassador to keep them from going out of their minds when the Obama administration undermined the Trump administration before we even took over, okay? When the infamous phone call with the Russian ambassador. So I'm at the place now where we better get cool heads to prevail. And right now, what Russia's doing, what we just learned in what's happening in Baltimore, what's happening in the Middle East, I mean, my God, I mean, we're in a place now, and we don't have a leader that can even complete a sentence in the White House, never mind be able to decide whether or not we should use nuclear weapons.
And my we now God, know, sir, that it's rolling downhill instead of the incredible meritocracy we had before, and that now fading away with you and a few others being some of the last real men in the military. We have transgender generals, transgender admirals. It's a complete joke. The military is falling apart. And the world sees this, and then we learn it's not just Biden on vacation half the time. He can't even, you know, open up a lawn chair, a beach chair properly that weighs like a pound. Then we learn that Lloyd Austin is lying about where he's at and that he's not in command. So who is in command? They don't talk to the Russians, anything? It seems like a runaway train, whereas, as you know, going back to the days of Kennedy and before and Eisenhower, the National Security Advisors, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they were on the phone every day with the Russians. That's on record.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Infantry divisions. That's about 10. An infantry division, U.S. infantry division, is about 10,000 people. We're looking at 10. The numbers that equate to 10 potentially. So, you know, we have got to get people to wake up in this country and to realize, and frankly, the big businesses, the corporations, are they going to allow and enable and work with this current administration to continue to destroy this country? Because that's exactly what's happening.
And a federal judge, an Obama judge, city legals can buy and carry guns. I mean, I think this is Red Dawn in slow motion. This is so insane. I know you got to go. 60 seconds on Israel. 60 seconds on Israel.
Yeah, well, Israel is now in a place where it's all about survival. Israel, as a piece of geography, will always be there. The state of Israel now must fight for their survival. And like it or not, you know, agree or disagree, whatever side of the fence you're on, this is a war of survival now, particularly for Israel, especially because of the UN vote that the United States just abstained from yesterday. That's only the second time in the history that we've done that. And it shows that Israel cannot count on the U.S. to back them. So now Israel is in a survival mode, not just a offensive mode. They're in a survival mode. And when Israel goes to a survival mode, even more dangerous things can happen. And remember, that's a region that has a lot of missiles and a lot of capabilities from a lot of the forces down there, not just the Israelis, but the Iranians. So this is again, during the State of the Union by Biden, he didn't mention one objective as to why why or what it is that we're doing in the Middle East. Not a one. Same with Eastern Europe. So anyway, Alex, I got to go. Thank you very much. Appreciate you allowing me to come on and talk a little bit.
Hey, look forward to seeing you late next month in studio. God bless. FlynnMovie.com.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. All right. Very important interview. Appreciate him coming on short notice. We have a big guest, the co-host and very popular comedian. I think he's on in the third hour. He is Kurt Metzger, also co-host with Jimmy Dore. He's going to be in studio coming up in the third hour today. But I do want to give the toll-free number out for maritime professionals, people that work at the ports, people that work on the ships, people that anybody that was in Baltimore, at the port of Baltimore, only. Nobody else, folks, or when they call, they won't be able to get through. So please, only people that work in shipping, people that have knowledge of this, particularly direct knowledge, we will put you in the front of the line. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we will get you up and on the air, 877-789-2539. Again, I know a lot of folks that are in maritime probably haven't called in before, so I'll say it again slowly, 877-789-2539. Okay. Now, there's a lot of other news, obviously, to hit. And we're going to be getting into that interspersed with your phone calls. On the dollar, what's happening with it? J.P. Morgan to launch biometric payment system as next step in Orwellian financial surveillance system. We also have the raid on P. Diddy and really what that signifies. And the fact that all lies will be exposed. Cat Williams warned celebrities months ago that massive sex trafficking in Hollywood, including in the whole hip-hop rapper scene, we're going to quote, catch hell in 2024. He was saying that in 2023 in December and on. Again, I want to ask the question. Maybe he's guilty. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But where are the thousands of people on the Epstein client list? Where are they? Why is it that the names never really released? They released some more flight logs and stuff. Why are there no prosecutions of those people? You know, we know there's a certain things don't hang themselves. Drywall, Christmas lights, and Jeffrey Epstein, as Senator Kennedy famously said, and it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. So we're going to be talking about that as well. Before I go any further, I want to thank you all for your support. I'll give you an update on InfoWars. We've been in bankruptcy for almost 2 years, the company. I've been in bankruptcy for a year and a half. And the other side, the Democrat Party top law firms, the same ones going after Flynn, the same ones going after Trump, the very same one going after Giuliani. They literally pick the jurisdictions, you know, control the courts, have unbelievable show trials, as you've all witnessed, lawfare. We are not allowed to a defense. You're already found guilty, just as the judge did in New York with Trump. And then they just put on a show about how you're guilty. You just make up complete crap. You'll remember they had financial experts testify in Connecticut and Texas that had never looked at our books, didn't care to look at them. Judge wouldn't let us bring our books in, bring in our tax returns. They just said Jones has $360 million in the bank, and Jones, and at that time I had about $3 million in the bank, and that was everything saved up, and I already owed that much to lawyers. So by the time the Texas and Connecticut trials ended, I'd sold my house, and that was the money I had, and that was gone. So I'm upside down over $1.5 billion. I mean, people ask why I laugh about it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They said, what are you going to write your check to these people? I only said the name of one of the people ever. And they had an FBI agent, never said his name, didn't know who he was, never showed a photo of him. He said he got a couple phone calls seeing if he was a real person. That journalist that did it was actually at the trial and said, hey, I want to talk to you. I'm the guy that called him. He testified. My lawyer says, Alex Jones ever said your name? No. He ever showed your face? No. Any of his hosts ever talked about you? No. Ever been on his website? No. And, well, what happened to you? Well, a guy called my office once, and I wasn't there, and asked if I worked there. And then he called me the next day, and he talked to me and asked me if I was a real person. And he started crying and said, Alex did it to me. He got $95 million. Now, the law in Connecticut, the law in Texas says you have to say somebody's name. That's in the law. It doesn't matter here, see, because these are show trials. So I've done nothing wrong in that respect. I've done plenty wrong in my life. I'm not perfect. But everything they say about me is a damn lie. And I feel good about myself. I hold my head high in public. And I get 99% love. And I didn't get that 5 years ago. I got 80% love. So the globalists have failed. I went out to eat with friends of mine after I did that debate last night for the great folks over at Zero Hedge. And I couldn't even eat my dinner at the restaurant. Everybody was coming over wanting photos. The owner came over. The chef came out, asked if we wanted anything. And I'm not bragging, oh, I'm so popular. Imagine the system tried to demonize me and said I am Satan himself. And the worst devil, and pee on children's graves, just all this made-up stuff. I mean, give me a break. And I sent people to pee on graves. They say, is there any proof of that? Nope. Just made up. And all that demonization in HBO movies and thousands of newscasts, and I'm more loved than ever. That's indicative of how hated the system is. But I don't know if the bankruptcy is going to go through. I don't know if... because to me, it's just a tax to the devil. I mean, if they have something that we can pay some reasonable amount for doing nothing, then, you know, they don't want us to, they don't want us to continue on. They've set on the courthouse steps. So they are going to try to use the bankruptcy system, they said this, to shut this place down in about 2 months. Your orders will be shipped out, even if they shut it down. They said it'll take about 3 to 6 months. They'll sell the product out, and then everybody will get their orders, and then it'll be gone. And then I'll just go work for somebody else and hire the crew back. I just won't be the boss. So, okay, fine. It'll be disruptive. I love this place. I've been in this building 15 years. I've been on air 30 years in April. But if they want to shut this down as some celebration or some trophy, every time they do it, we just get bigger. So I guess God uses the enemy to make us stronger. So I'm at peace with it. It'll be disruptive for the crew. But that's where we're at. So, but now, if you want to get an InfoWars t-shirt or you want to get products, now's the time to get them, because Free Speech Systems is InfoWars. So that name will be theirs. Doesn't matter. I'm the operation. We'll just have a new operation. But it'll all be gone. But it'll be historic to have a t-shirt, a book, a film from the InfoWars age. So this could be the end of InfoWars. In fact, I think it'll be shut down. So and I always told the crew a year and a half ago, they thought they were all fired. We were going under. I said, no. We at least got a year and a half or so, you know, to be here and go through this process, and I hope it works out. But just now, it's time to just let folks know that it's, you know, 50-50 chance, I'd say. So that's where we're at. So InfoWarsStore.com, and that goes to the crew, the operation. We run so lean, there's 90 extra money. So we want to get the paradox where we say, oh, we're shutting down. And so then nobody supports, and then that will shut us down. So we'll run this sucker right to the last minute, and then if God decides to move us out of this position, we'll move on to another one. It's all in God's hands. But InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, X3 back in stock, 40% off, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, a Team Humanity shirt, Gadsden flag shirt. It's all there. This could be, though, the twilight of this operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.